Okay, well, compared with China, Shakespeare's England was a very, very small place, Lee, a very small place. You know, if Ming Dynasty China maybe had 100 million people, England had 3 million people. So we are talking about a very small place. But at this moment in the history of England, very great energies of history were coming out. And above all, this was caused by the changes in education, where grammar school education was possible for much more people in the population than any time before in history, anywhere in the world. So Shakespeare, first of all, is product of this revolution in education. Second, Shakespeare is born at a time of great psychological change. For 1,000 years before his time, England had been a Christian Catholic country, owing allegiance to the Pope in Rome. But in the time of Shakespeare's father, the old religion was swept away and a new religion of Protestantism was put in. So Shakespeare is born, just as we say, on the cusp, on this moment of change. And this will condition the way he looks at history.